Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
It's time for Hot Cares, as we do every week, and today we're talking to Catherine Mostert. She is the mother of Dean Mostert. He's an 18-year-old. He's in matric. How are you doing, Catherine?
We're doing well, thanks.
So tell us about Dean. How many kids have you got, by the way?
I've got three boys. I've got Dean, who's 18, and then I've got a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old.
He's your eldest, 18-year-old in matric. A few challenges that he's dealing with. Tell us about keratoconus.
Yes. Well, last year he was diagnosed with keratoconus. He was walking home from school one day, and he just went blind. He said everything, it was like someone switched the lights off. So he phoned me in a panic, and I took him through to the ophthalmologist, and they diagnosed him with a condition. So the bad eye, he's got 30% vision in his left eye, which he was about to lose his cornea, which would mean you'd go blind in that eye. And his right eye has got 60% vision. He had that operation on this year. And so he's still, the operation doesn't fix the eyes. It just stops the damage carrying on. So at the moment, he's healing his right eye.
That just suddenly happened while he's walking home, and suddenly I went blind in one eye. He had no precursor, no warning.
He's just squinted everything, and I just thought it was like a bad habit. And that was my ignorance. It wasn't a bad habit. It was so you could see.
But that must have been frightening for you as a single mother to hear of your boy walking home from school. I believe he was walking his younger brother home at the time, and then that just happened.
Yeah, I had a big fright. I wasn't sure if I should rush out and fetch them or rush out and call the doctor first. So I first phoned the doctors, and they said, no, I must pick him up and come straight through to them, which I did.
Catherine, we believe that Dean wants to go into the agriculture industry when he's done with matric. He's quite passionate about agriculture, about farming, about keeping food on the table here in South Africa.
Yes, for sure. We stay on a small holding with my mom and dad, and he's forever on the tractors and trying to grow something. Chasing animals around, riding the horses. He's just an old soul, and it's his passion to do farming. I've tried to steer him away to maybe do something like plumbing, but no, he's adamant he wants to do farming.
A shame, Catherine. It's been a tough time for you. You've got the three boys. You're a single mom. You referred to Dean as your man of the house, but it's been a tough time for him. I mean, he got through grade 11 last year with the poor eyesight, but now he's got matric. He's had to give up rugby, I believe, another passion of his. It can't have been easy for you guys.
No, shame. He has had to give that up, and he was doing touch rugby. He was part of the Easterns for South Africa. He had to give that up, and the unfortunate thing is he can't have any trauma to the eye, even if it's by accident, because then you will go blind with no repair. So even keeping fit with gym and stuff, he can't do. So he's gone into a deep depression now because he's had to give up all of his loves, you know.
Are you holding it together then, Catherine? Because I imagine you having to be the rock of this family as well. It can't be easy.
No, it's not. It's you've got to keep tough. You know, you go to your room at night and you cry on your pillow, but you don't let them see that. It's not easy, but Dean's still, you know, staying strong for me, and he still helps a lot where he can, but he's still not himself. I just want my old child back. He's my outgoing, passionate kid.
You're not just sitting back accepting it. There's a way that obviously this can be rectified and fixed. So what do you need?
There is a contact lens that he can wear once the eyes are repaired, which has been about 2 months' time. He can put them in. They're called permanent contact lenses, which he wears permanently for a year. And then every year he has to have them replaced. And that will help his eyesight. He obviously won't have 100% eyesight, but it will help him see a bit clearer and be able to get his driver's license and be able to finish school properly. It's just they cost a small fortune.
I believe they're not cheap. 15,000 Rand each, one for each eye, obviously. So you're looking at 30,000 Rand, Catherine?
Yes. That's including the consultations, but it works out about 30,000 Rand, yes.
So, Catherine, we can hear how you're just doing your best to hold it together for you and your family. And we really want Dean to do the best that he possibly can this matric, his final year, as he casts his sights on farming in the future. So through the kindness of Hot 1027 listeners here on Hot 1027, we're paying for those lenses, both of them, to the value of 30,000 Rand.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. It's such a relief. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Please
tell. Thank you so much. I just don't know what to say.
You don't have to say. You don't have to say anything. Just tell Dean help is coming and he's going to get the lenses that he needs.
Thank you, I will. I think it'll be such a surprise when I fetch him this afternoon.
It'll be a nice one. It'll be a happy one. Yes. You can go and celebrate it. Right.
Thank you very much.
All the best to you and the family, and Godspeed going forward, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All the best, Catherine.
Bye, okay. Catherine.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.